How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 21 of Preparation for Resurrection. Our title today is Benefits of Justification. Robert Mount said, "Those who have placed their trust in Christ can rest assured that their faith has been credited to them as righteousness." Romans 5, 1-11 is our text today. It reads, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to even die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Paul refers to our salvation as being justified by faith. Justification denotes the point at which God declares a sinner righteous based on their faith in Jesus Christ. The word for justified in Romans 5:1 is dikaiou, a legal term meaning acquitted or deemed innocent in a court of law. It has been said that you can define justified as just as if I have never sinned. Jesus paid the full price for all of our sins. When we place our faith in Jesus' finished work on the cross, we are made blameless before God. The most significant benefit of justification is that our sins have been paid for, and we have been declared righteous. In Romans 5:1-11, Paul discusses the additional benefits that come with being justified. In verse 1, Paul states that through faith in Jesus Christ, believers now have peace with God. John Phillips writes, "Paul is simply saying here that, in view of the finished work of Jesus Christ, we can be sure of our standing before God. The believer is justified. The word in the original is the aorist sense, and indicates the definite time at which the believer, upon the exercise of faith, was justified in the sight of God. He is at peace with God. He is no longer striving to earn his salvation, and no longer struggling in rebellion and self-will. He is justified. He has something the world cannot give and cannot take away: peace with God. While sin separates us from God, justification allows for a completely restored relationship. An enormous result of being justified is peace with God. Verses 2 through 4 define a second benefit of justification. Those who believe in Jesus receive joy even through suffering. Knowing that you are saved gives you confidence that God can transform your suffering into perseverance, which in turn strengthens your character. Another benefit of justification is assurance of hope. When believers are reconciled to God, they have renewed confidence in their salvation and God's ability to fulfill his promises. Justification strengthens hope. Verses 6 through 8 display God's grace as he died for the ungodly at a time when we were powerless over sin. The depth of God's love is displayed because God died for our sins while we were undeserving. Christ's sacrifice reveals his unconditional love. Verses 9 through 10 state that we are reconciled to God through the death of Christ. When God justifies us through our faith, we have moved from being enemies of God to a restored relationship, all of which is facilitated by Christ's sacrifice. Verse 11 concludes this section on justification. We have multiple reasons to rejoice because God has justified us through faith. Abounding joy, reassured hope, peace with God, undeserved love, joy even through suffering, have all resulted when Jesus declared us righteous and restored us into a right relationship with God. All of these benefits are a result of access to the Father granted by His Son, Jesus Christ. John Phillips illustrates this with the following story. A little boy once stood outside the gates of Buckingham Palace in London. He wanted to talk to the king, but was sternly repulsed by the guard at the gate. He rubbed a grimy hand to his cheek to wipe away a tear. Just then, along came a well-dressed man who asked the little fellow to explain his trouble. When he heard the story, the man smiled and said, "Here, hold my hand, sonny. I'll get you in. Just you never mind these soldiers." The little boy took the proffered hand and, to his surprise, saw the soldiers leap to attention and present arms as his new-found friend approached. Past the guard, he was led, along carpeted halls, through wide-flung doors, and on through a glittering throng right up to the throne of the king. He had taken the hand of the Prince of Wales, the king's son. Through him, he had gained access. It is a glorious thing to have acceptance, to know that the war is over and that God no longer looks upon us with disfavor and wrath. It is far better to have access, and those who have taken the pierced hand of the King's Son have access indeed. May we live today with a grateful heart for all that Christ provides for us when we place our faith in Him. Here are some questions to consider. What does it mean to be justified? How does Paul describe your relationship with God if you have been justified by faith? How will you rejoice today for the benefits of your justification through Jesus Christ? Have a great day as you rest in the hand of the Son of the King.